You're listening to the Motor Mouths.
What's wrong with chrome stick-on flames?
Motor Mouth!
What's wrong with stuff like that?
Hey, Chris. Hey, Ray.
I'm glad they both could make the show.
I tell you, I was fearful to come here.
You have to be easy on it. You know, you can't beat it to death.
I tell that to Ray all the time. I never listen.
Getting back to automotive nonsense.
I'm excited for two reasons today. It has nothing to do with Chris.
Motor Mouth! That's a good friend to tell you you suck.
You're a piece of work.
You guys fishing for a phone call, so I gave you one.
Our trained staff of two will help.
Hi, I'm here to help.
We'll put you in a car. We'll see if you're as bad behind the wheel as you are behind the mic.
After that introduction,
Motor Mouth!
I can't wait to hear what I'm going to say.
You guys are great, and your show is great.
Every week they talk about cars on this show.
Yeah, I hope you guys don't have a sponsorship deal.
Called Motor Mouth Radio.
I thought this was Dr. Ruth. I'm sorry.
It's the best damn talk show here at the station.
Believe it or not, you steered me in the right direction.
The Motor Mouth, the second greatest show ever.
I don't want to prolong this agony because I'm sure there are other people who want to call.
Quite frankly, there are better things to do with your time.
Hey, listen, I get you guys going over there.
We don't need to know that you took the car to ballet lessons and then to ShopRite.
I'm not a car guy, but I really enjoy listening to your guys' show, man.
Yeah, I want to know what the is wrong with my car.
Okay, you guys are usually very technically correct.
Motor Mouth!
I'm glad Ray doesn't give me enough time to think about it, because then I might change my mind.
There are answers, sometimes correct ones, and we may have them.
Motor Mouth Radio, 90.3 FM, WHPC.
Motor Mouth!
This is Motor Mouth Radio, your one-hour automotive talk show. And now, here are your Motor Mouths, Chris Switzer and Ray Guarino.
All righty, where the words of the few will affect the actions of the disinterested. Something like that. This is Motor Mouth Radio, your one-hour automotive talk show right here on Long Island. I'm Chris Switzer. And of course, here's a man who feels that if you don't smell antifreeze while the car is running, then you've officially run out. He's going to tell you all about it from right behind the shop bench. It's Ray Guarino. How are you, my brother?
Good, Chris. And to elaborate, that was only on my Italian car.
Ah!
Where if you don't smell oil, antifreeze, or what was the third item?
AXA deodorant.
Oil, antifreeze, or I think there was a third one. That means I'm out of them, so.
Carlo Rossi, bad wine.
Yeah.
Uncle Cha-Cha's homemade wine. That's what you smell.
Well,
don't smell that. You're officially drunk.
That was in your car. All right. You get to do the rundown today. Give us the rundown of our guests. We have a full studio, and we have more on the phone.
Wow. This is an amazing thing. Everybody's got a microphone. Everybody's sitting in a chair, for the exception of me. It is just a brilliant thing because we have Jonathan DeSantis from, let me get this right, it is Legendary Motion. Hold on, let's try putting a mic on. Try that again.
Correct, sir.
There's your mic test.
Testing.
And you brought Jackson, I'm going to attempt your name. Spradlin?
Spradlin.
Spradlin. Spradlin. There's an L in there. You didn't tell me that.
I did so.
Spradlin. How are you, my brother? You doing all right?
Yeah, I was doing better before.
You were doing better. Why? Before the mics went on?
Before you missed my L.
Well, I'm going to have to write that in then. I'm going to have to do some erasing. Jack,
right.
Glad you're both here, and you brought Monte Carlo Steve with you, who is an alumni of this fine, upstanding program.
Hell yeah. It's been a while since I've been on here.
Yeah. Where you been?
Around.
Around? What have you been doing with yourself?
I've been working on a lot of jet skis lately. A lot of Kawasaki Ultra jet skis.
So it's not Monte Carlo Steve anymore?
No. I still have the money, though.
Oh, you do?
I do.
Oh, that's good.
She's running good.
He'll always be Monte Carlo Steve.
200,000 miles later.
Yeah?
No, not yet. Close.
Oh. It's only got 69,000 miles.
70,000 trips up.
So what do you do over at Legendary Motion?
We are the first automotive high-performance mobile facility.
Now, let me get this straight. Because there's people in their cars and listening to their radios going, huh? Mobile.
Correct.
Mobile. So you do, like, mobile repair. You come to people's homes and businesses and places.
Wait, you got that look like you've never heard of that before. You had a co-host on the show who did mobile repair for a living.
That's right. But he did mobile repair for motorcycles.
Sure, yeah.
And mostly worked in people's garages.
No, Mike used to set out the awning and a tent. He worked under a tent.
Even that. But we're talking about a smaller vehicle than a car.
Yeah, but I don't think Jonathan is pulling out subframes and doing.
I don't know if Jonathan's walking around with a corrugated building.
I think it's we also know mobile techs. We know guys who do mobile tech repair.
Okay, Jonathan, I'm going to find this fascinating, much to the dismay of my longtime radio colleague.
New day for Chris.
I'm going to find this fascinating because you're working in the weather.
Correct.
Working in the weather is fascinating.
That's true. I give him got a lot of credit for that.
Okay, so really, I mean, this to me is just because, like we discussed off air, I'm old. I don't want to work in the weather anymore. You are young. You have youth on your side, and you're capitalizing on such insanity that you're going to actually work on people's cars in the weather.
Yeah, I actually did it yesterday. I did a a secondary air pump on a car out in Yaphank. So, yeah.
Okay. And yesterday it was
raining,
torrential downpour.
You have to say the least, yeah.
So were you with him?
He prefers the bad weather.
He does.
He does.
He is truly insane. Yeah. We hold you in high regard here on the program. Jack, were you with him at all, Jackson, when he was doing this? Were you holding the umbrella for him? What were you doing?
Yeah, I was standing there with a little teepee, just kind of, hello, you're good. Yep, nope, keep going.
Rooting him on.
Mm-hmm.
The job was so easy for me to do because I've done things like that so many times that I didn't even break out my tent or my awning, as he was referring to, his friend had. I just broke out the tools that I knew exactly what I would need, and I had it done in less than 10 minutes.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
10 minutes.
Well, that's what comes with experience. When you know that you can do a job in X amount of time, it's not going to be a big backbreaker. But we've talked about it on the show quite a lot. Some of those things that are seemingly really not a big deal turn into very, especially in Chris's house.
You
ever see Chris work? But it happens to all of us. I just got to take out three bolts. Well, yeah, one of them is frozen and it snaps. Now you're in Steve's world.
Right.
Now it's like you get Steve on the phone. How do I get out a broken bolt? Okay, I'll call you back. All right, how do I get out a broken drill bit? How do I get out the broken easy out? And then it's like, all right, Steve, get the big freaking laser beam that's in Steve's world. So, that can happen.
Is that a technique that when you step up to a car that you've never even touched before and you have to do a job that, like, this job in particular took 10 minutes, but when you have to pop the hood and take a look at a vehicle for the first time, what do you take into consideration to avoid problems like that? Do you sit there and you get into some Zen moment or something, deep breathing? What do you do?
Yeah, absolutely. I think a lot of things go through my head. The things that can go wrong, the things that will go wrong, the tools I am going to need.
Mm-hmm.
I try not to worry about it. I try to just be like, all right, listen, what's going to happen is going to happen, and that's the deal. You can't stress about it. So I just break out my tools and I just start working. If something breaks, I've been in that situation enough times to know how to get out of it.
You have.
Of course.
He drives a Saturn, yes. Yes, he has.
Of course you have. Of course you have all the standard tools to affect the repair. What higher level tools do you have in your arsenal with you in case something goes wrong, like a broken bolt or something that's,
There's a tap and die set on board.
Okay.
There's, I have a full shop compressor. I got a generator on board. Mm-hmm. Air tools. My two hands are my biggest tools.
Okay.
They really are. My toolbox is simple.
Yeah.
It really is. There are some specialty tools, but a lot of it is simple tools.
Okay.
It really has. And it's gotten me to the point to where I essentially built my car in my driveway,
Right.
I'm making crazy power to the wheels with that.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that later. But I was thinking more along the line, Chris, of something like a compressor or a set of acetylene torches or an inductor tool to take out frozen things. That's all kind of the things that the things you have to go to when the regular tools don't work, or when you know Steve.
Then we just steal Steve's. He's got enough.
Steve now has those tools to take out the broken bolts.
Well, that's a plus.
They're all raised. I never gave them back.
Started out as raised tools.
So that's where your tools are, Ray.
Yeah.
They're in his toolbox.
He goes and looks for them, but Steve has them.
Right. How come all your tools say Guarino on the side? It's not a brand name, right?
Not Klein's.
That's funny. 516-572-7440. If you want to tap into the mind of an individual that has more gumption than I've ever seen before to really work on a vehicle in the weather.
You know what we're going to do now?
What?
We had a contest. Last week, we had Steve Magnante on the show on Sunday, and he posed a question that we put out, and you should call in and claim that prize. So we're going to do that, and we'll get that out of the way. And call now, and we'll get that. We'll take care of that piece of business before we have Scotty Gossin on the line.
All right, so let's go to the phones. Let's go to the phone. Let's say hi. You're on with the Motor Mouths.
Chris and Ray, Billy G.
There we go.
What's up, Bubba? How are you?
How are you, guys?
Doing well. What's going on?
Good. I'm calling in regarding that question
right.
from last week. Did you get an answer yet?
No, nobody else answered, but let me tell you this. I'm gonna replay that question so then you can have a fresh... You may want to rethink your answer. And here is the question is put forth by Steve Magnante himself.
Okay.
Monogram Models did a model of a 55 Chevy Dasher called the Bad Man.
Yes.
Okay. The window insert in that, here's the question, was it clear, charcoal, or red? And that's the answer.
So that was the question, or actually the answer to the question, of what color that the glass was on that car on the AMT model.
Okay. You know what? It could be a bit of a trick question, because this is why I say that.
Uh-huh.
I say this, because the original intro piece, which was from the late 60s, okay, was red.
Okay, we have
now,
red, right.
If you had a reissue kit, and they reissued them because when they redid the tooling, they also made them for the Street Machine model, and then there was a Street Freak, so the pieces became interchangeable.
Uh-huh.
And then they went to like a clear.
Okay.
So it's being me, I'm a purist, you know me.
Yeah, yeah.
I always look for the original kits, pre-barcode, original box art.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay. So the box art on that kit, I never built the kit, okay? And the reason I never built that kit was because it wasn't a Post car. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't, you know, I loved the Post. I loved the 150 series or the 210s. So that was, you know, more or less like the Bel Air body without the Post. So I stayed away from it, and I built the Wampum Wagon instead.
Yeah, yeah.
Which was the Nomad. But anyway, so the answer to the question is it's kind of like multiple depending on when they issued the kit.
Yeah, it's actually, they were all correct. And the picture that Chris just pointed out, I have a picture here of a car, the model, with a smoked, a red, and a clear shield. But the smoked one, Chris, is a Revell model. The other
right.
two are monogram.
That's right. Revell made, and hold on a second. That Revell kit was actually the Bad Man 2.
Yes, that's correct. Yeah. It is the Bad Man 2.
And it came in a clear box. It's kind of like when they did the Route 66 series models.
Right.
They put the body on top in the clear, and then all the parts were underneath.
Right. Well, either way, Bill, you win. Steve Magnante's 1001 Muscle Car Facts. Can Carol hold that up to the
yes.
camera so
Perfect.
Everybody can see? You do win a copy of that book, and I will get it out to you this week.
Listen, you get it out to me, I want you and Chris to sign it.
That's the first time we've been asked to sign somebody else's book.
Personalize it, because you know what? It would completely diminish the value of that book by having it signed from you guys to me.
There you go. And Steve will appreciate that, I'm sure.
All right.
Bill, you got it.
All right, guys. Have a great show.
Thank you, Bill.
Take Thanks, care. Bill.
Right. Bye-bye.
Well, he's got a point. Then it'll be suitable as a doorstop at the
right.
at that juncture. 516.
It's still good reading. There are lots of stuff in it. Just facts are 1001 of them.
And congratulations to Billy G for answering the question correctly that Steve Magnante posted last week on the program when we were talking about him
right.
and subsequently winning the book. It's a right. fantastic book. I know. Good bathroom reading, right, Ray?
I read it. I tell you where I read it. I read it in a high school parking lot.
The whole thing, cover to cover?
Pretty much, yeah.
What were you doing in a high school parking lot?
Well, every day when I went to pick my daughter up at high school, and I'd get there early, I'd take it out of my glove box and read, you know, sometimes 10, 20, or 30 more pages.
Mm, fantastic. 516-572-7440. Jackson, Jonathan, and Steve are all here in the studio with us. Jackson, what do you do for Legendary Motion?
I'm basically taking care of the Facebook, Instagram, the website. I'm trying to get all the advertisement out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also, you know, whenever I have the availability to help out and work on a car, I get my hands dirty.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
So you're the guy that stays inside pretty much running the computer.
Yeah, just like I'm behind the computer right now.
Right. Pretty much.
Don't worry, there's going to be a computer on board soon, so you'll be outside too.
No, I'll still be in the van. It'll be on the van.
Jonathan, how did you get your training? We're talking about a lot of high-tech stuff. How did you get your, you're not an old guy like us, so obviously you've done it pretty fast.
Yeah. I learned a lot from my father.
Okay, good old dad.
Taught me a lot. I went to BOCES.
Nice.
To Barry Tech. I advanced so well in there that the teacher actually let me teach the class a few times.
Okay.
On several occasions.
And he needed to learn how to repair fast for his Saturn.
Yeah, yeah. Because you have a fast Saturn, I understand.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about that with legendary author Scotty Gossin, who was also going to call today to talk about his book, but we'll get to that a little later. We'll follow that. Yeah, I mean, just talking to you, you've crammed a lot of years of repair knowledge into pretty much a short time. So I'm hoping that means there's a big, long future ahead of it for you, but I'm really intrigued on how you got that, you know, like... I'm trying to figure out how I can cram more into my head, but that probably won't work. But
a lot of it is from my car. Because there was so much custom work going into my vehicle, that computer systems, the turbo setup, the engine itself requires you to touch base on all areas.
Mm-hmm, true.
It needed all individual gauges. So that's where I got a lot of my wiring experience from. And then I needed to wire in the full standalone management system.
Right.
And I had to incorporate that with a lot of the factory sensors and a lot of the factory components.
Right, right. So, okay. That's kind of, Steve, that reminds me of how you learned a lot of stuff. You know, Steve and I did a lot of brainstorming sessions on running ethanol gas in his small engines, and it was a learning curve, you know, and what I knew, I didn't know, and I told you this, I didn't know everything, but I would tell you what I knew, you would take it to the next level, and you're going to come back and teach me, and that's exactly how it worked, because I knew that if Steve didn't get his hands in it, like if I just did it for him, you don't learn that way. So that's why I said I'll give you the basis. You do it, and then we'll both learn.
And it was fun.
And you did learn a lot.
We did. It was a lot of fun. You know, I would always make modifications. Ray had all the drill bits, the little tiny drill bits that I needed.
And what were they for, those drill bits?
To get stuck.
No, that's why Ray did it.
Snap off.
So
in the
if
hole.
He broke it, he'd be in trouble. Mm-hmm. No, but I had a million of those things. We were drilling out the jets in the carburetor. So for the ethanol, you need a larger size jet for the ethanol. So we were increasing, you know, the jets little by little just so we get the proper air-fuel ratio on that.
Hmm.
So it was about probably, 40 times we did that?
Well, yeah, and I remember telling Steve in the beginning, what you're going to do, Steve, is you're going to make a chart. You're going to start with stock jet sizes, and I'm going to incrementally drill these things larger, and I'm going to give them to, I gave them to in bags that were labeled. You're going to make a chart. Then you're going to install them and run them, and you're going to keep the data on what works and what doesn't. Mm-hmm. Because if you have to go back to it, you'll know where you can go back, and you'll know instantly what size is going to work.
Yep.
And then Steve, I asked him to show me his paperwork one day, and I wished I had. Because Steve is a hands-on worker. He is a working machine. He'll get stuff done like you can't imagine. Mm-hmm. Not so good on the clerical end of it.
It's gotten better, Ray. You know,
good.
So now it's come to the point where it's a 8.5 by 11, but it's all over the place. But it's got numbers of some sort on it.
Some sort.
Steve, I'm with you 100%. I still write on the back of cocktail napkins. I got a great idea for a show.
That's the best way to put.
Place
totally, to
put it. It's inspiring. Believe me. 516-572-7440 is the phone number. Jonathan DeSantis, Jackson Spradlin. I'll get it. Monte Carlo Steve, all from Legendary Motion. Ray Guarino, I'm Chris Switzer, and of course, the Motormouth Radio Honor Group of the Hour. If you miss your ashtray in your car, that brand new car doesn't have an ashtray. Well, if you miss it, you got to need a place to keep your change or a place to keep your chapstick. You're part of the Motormouth Radio Honor Group of the Hour. Keep it where you got it. Got a lot more of this mess coming your way.
The Motormouths will be right back with your car questions. Give us a call at 516-572-7440.
This is Glenn DeMiltz. Join me every Tuesday and Saturday afternoon at 5 for 2 big hours of music and memories with the chairman of the board. It's Frank Sinatra on Sinatra Serenade. Each week, we'll take you on a musical journey through the career of this entertainment icon. It's all about old Blue Eyes. So listen to Sinatra Serenade on WHPC 90.3, the radio voice of Nassau Community College.
Streaming online at ncc.edu/WHPC.
Bill Horan presents Secrets of Success, the show designed to help listeners uncover their hidden talents to maximize success. Listen to Secrets of Success Wednesdays at 4 p.m. and Sundays at 7:30 a.m. on 90.3 FM WHPC, the voice of Nassau Community College. streaming at ncc.edu/WHPC.
Got a car question? Give the Motor Mouths a call at 516-572-7440.
Alrighty, welcome back to Motor Mouth Radio. We are taking those calls, 516-572-7440. The studio is filled with legendary motion people. Motion Mobile, right? Is it? That's the whole full name, Jonathan?
Well, their full name is Legendary Motion.
Just Legendary Motion.
Yeah.
That's it. But that's you go to the website, and what is it?
It's LegendaryMotionNY.com.
Sounds cool. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to the fun. Let's hit the button and say, hi, you're on with the Motor Mouths. Hello.
Hey, Motor Mouth, it's Scotty Gosselin reporting live from my little apartment in Medford, Oregon.
Here we go, Scotty. How's life in Medford today?
Life is always sweet here in Scottyville. Nice. Good to see you guys, and I'm getting a kick out of the Legendary Motion guys, Jackson, Jonathan, and Steve.
How's it going?
New generation, then there's the soul farts.
Yep.
So, Scotty, you're watching us on VaughnLive.tv/MotorMouthRadio, huh?
I am. I can see your every move.
Awesome!
Uh-oh.
Thanks for the moves. Yeah, nice, guys.
Nice.
So, go ahead.
So, Scotty, you have a new book that's due to come out early in 2016, which is a continuance of an old book that CarTech had published. Tell us about that, please.
A couple of years ago, CarTech put out a book by Tommy Lee Bird out of Tennessee. It was called Lost Drag Strips, about all the old strips that shut down around the country and how they shut down, you know, the stories of how that came to be, how these strips were shut down. And it was a real good seller for him, and they wanted Tommy to do a follow-up to that book, but he had just started a new family and had his hands full, so they called me. It was a call I'd been waiting for a lot of years.
Right, and that's because they had you doing a lot of different titles, one of which is right here, Chris.
Yes.
The Show Rods model book, which I had with me on Sunday and didn't get to hold up.
Yeah, and I'm wondering if your friend Bill actually snuck a peek in that book at the Badman 55.
No, I don't think he has that book, but I did compile some pictures of that. But, no, you know what? Bill is just as much of a model nut as anybody else. I mean, he does have them displayed in his garage. In fact, the Malba car show that he does every year, he has a theme.
That's right, yeah.
He has a theme every year. And last year, the theme was that the cars that were in that circle were cars, and no one can figure this out, they were cars that he built models of when he was young. So that shows you how much into models this guy is.
Yeah, so he realized his dream in full scale.
In iron, that's right.
That's pretty wild. Mm-hmm.
So tell us about your book. I know there was a lot of research, a lot of work that goes into it, as with every book. And
I go kind of heavy on the research sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I mean, as an old knuckle-dragger gearhead, you know, I grew up as a street racer, but then I saw my first drag strip, real legit drag strip, in 1973, and kind of made it my quest after that to experience that I wanted to run on every strip in the country. And,
wow.
That turned out to be an unrealistic dream.
A little bit,
but I sure had my fun trying.
I don't even think John Force has done that.
He's come close.
Scotty, how did you start such a Herculean task to find old drag strips? What was your first phone call? What'd you do?
I started off right here at home. There's an old X drag strip just down the road from me, a couple of miles, and from that experience, that guy knew another guy who knew another guy, and before long I had books full of these stories.
Were there any drag strips that you can see parts of it, but some parts they're like condos or something, or it's just totally changed so drastically, but you can still see signs of the strip in places?
Yeah, that's the most common scenario is it's a strip mall now or something, and you'd have no idea what happened there 40 years ago, you know.
Scotty, what percentage of those old tracks were abandoned airfields?
Oh, geez. Well, they all started, almost all of them started off as military airfields.
Yeah, that was back in the 40s that really happened. 40s and 50s proliferated that, and I would imagine it would be a high percentage. There were some that were built as standalone tracks, but I would expect that to be high.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
that was the case. That's what I found out.
So did you have to use your old military clearance, your old ID, to get into some of these places?
No, not really, because a lot of those were turned over from the federal government to the local governments after the war.
And they become Superfund sites.
They do. Yeah. I know.
Well, yeah, jet fuel, oil, yeah. You know what they did with it.
Right.
Golf courses and you name it, yeah.
Yeah. So when is the book due to come out, and through where, and how can people find it?
You know, I just found it by mistake the other day. I had no idea that it was already taken, that Amazon.com was already taking pre-sale orders.
Oh,
and
they
on their site it says April of 2016.
Okay.
But I think that's just a date that they... I don't know who came up with, but anyway, just to cover their butts, because sometimes the printing takes longer than expected and things pop up. But the book's about ready to go to print now, so we'll
nice.
See.
And it's put out by CarTech. People can go to CarTech.com.
Right. For the finest in reading.
Yeah, and a lot of, I mean, that's what turned me on to CarTech, was the automotive titles, the technical titles that other book companies didn't have at the time. And then we finally did break through and made an alliance with them, and that's how we got to meet Scotty, in fact.
Oh, yeah, and it worked out perfect, you know, because, yeah, it used to be all, you know, how to rebuild your Rochester or whatever, and they were FA design books then, and then about the time I came along, the CarTech brand was taken over, and it got into a little more human interest type stories like I do.
Right, they branched out. Scotty, tell people also how they can read about this stuff. You have a fantastic blog that is published every week. Pitch that for us.
Somebody else has the fantastic blog. I have one called Scotty Gosson Exposed.
Was that my teeth doing it? Did I say fantastic? I'm sorry. Oh, well.
You're fine. Anyway, go to scottygossonexposed.blogspot.com.
Yeah, you got it.
I finally passed the test.
Yes.
Ray keeps testing you.
Well, I screwed it up in the beginning a few times, too.
Okay. Yeah, I've only been screwing it up for about 20 years.
That's okay.
So do we, believe me.
Yeah.
That's why the show is still here.
Yes, but now...
Anyway, just a kick in the ass today to see the legendary motion guys going through the same stuff that I did at their age or younger and still struggle with, you know, easy outs and stuff today.
Well, do you have any questions for these guys, Scotty, while you're on the horn? Anything that you want to throw their way?
Yeah, I have a question for Jackson. Who does your hair, Jackson?
Oh, that's only because Scotty's a musician, and when he goes on stage, he wants to look good. That's what it is. I know. Actually, you may want to talk to Jonathan about making power in some odder than normal vehicles, because he has a Saturn that I understand is a real street burner, right?
That's right. And so with that, you know, I'm doing a little Model A hot rod right now with an old Ford 2.3 four banger in it. And how many of the GM Saturn tricks can I actually apply to my Ford?
I'm not sure how many tricks you can apply. I basically just took a four cylinder engine and, you know, built it and boosted the hell out of it.
Aha! Uh-huh.
You know?
Yeah,
that's
there. You go,
you know,
turbocharged. How many pounds of boost?
It's rated for 30.
Okay. And what have you run it up to?
15 is the number
I
hit.
Okay.
You know, I was, you know, still breaking it in at the time, so.
Any other power adders, like a little bit of spray on there?
There's a system in there, what's known as Cryo 2. It freezes the intercooler. It freezes the charged air on both sides of the turbo.
Wow.
And then it freezes the fuel rail, too, as well.
And, Jonathan, what color is your car?
My car is what's known as a blue-green. From
blue
Saturn.
Green. Okay, I'd make a note to myself here. Do not choose off the blue green Saturn.
So, I like this because Scotty asked the questions that we would ask. What color are the tires?
They're actually pink.
Yeah, there you go.
It's a good color combination.
That's true. But I like where Scotty's going. If you roll up to a Saturn, don't take him on. A blue green
no.
one.
Yeah.
Be surprised.
Yeah.
I won't make eye contact or anything.
Scotty. Thank you so much for calling us and being with us and joining
in on
this
mess. It's, as always, thanks for having me on.
And thank you for talking about the book, and we wish you a lot of luck. Hope we get a lot of sales, and we're going to bring you back on with a whole bunch of great news that you're going to have for us.
And yeah, and actually, we'll get the book from CarTech, and we'll have a copy over here so we can talk about it and hold it up. And go to this week's blog, ScottyGossinExposed.blogspot.com. And, and Scotty put a bunch of, the last few weeks, some outtake pictures that didn't make the book on the blog.
Very cool.
And that's just some stellar stuff. So you see the stuff that didn't make it, imagine the stuff that did.
Right. Thanks, guys.
All right, Scotty.
Thanks,
you.
Scotty. We'll talk soon.
Yep. Happy motoring.
Take care. Bye-bye. Bye. 516-572-7440 is the phone number to get a hold of us here. Jonathan DeSantis, Jackson Spradlin, Monte Carlo Steve. I got it right.
That's on.
And all from Legendary Motion, Ray Guarino. I'm Chris Switzer. Of course, you can check out this show on Performance Motorsports Network. You can also check it out on iHeartRadio. Very proud to be part of their family. We got a lot more coming your way here. Plus your calls at 516-572-7440. Keep it where you got it.
Got a car question? Give the Motor Mouse a call at 516-572-7440.
WHBC Garden City, New York. The voice of Nassau Community College.
Join WHPC's Daily News Wrap-Up, weekdays at 4:30 p.m., bringing you a complete report of the day's news, home and abroad, as well as sports, weather, and many other informative features.
We're Long Island's FM alternative.
Got a car question? Give the Motor Mouse a call at 516-572-7440.
Welcome back to Motor Mouth Radio. We're taking those calls. 516-572-7440 is the phone number. Jonathan, Jackson, Steve, all in the studio with us. Ray Guarino talking about Legendary Motion. These guys actually work on cars at your house. It's amazing. And it's so funny because Scotty said the same thing we did. We used to do this when we were younger.
We kind of still do.
Well, yeah, we do, but we complain about it a lot more.
Well, yeah, yeah.
we just complain about
only
it.
Only on Thursdays and Sundays, though.
Yeah, let's go to the phones. Go back to the fun. Hi, you're on with the Motor Mouths.
Yes, good afternoon. Crazy question. I joined the show a little bit late. Were you guys talking to a mechanic that travels from place to place?
Well, first we got to ask who you are and where you're calling from.
My name is Joe Nasuno, and I'm calling from Floral Park, New York.
Hey, Joe. Yes, we have him in the studio.
Oh, how do we get in touch with him? I didn't get his number.
Well, first you have to do is lower your radio.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah. Have it on.
All righty. You get that disco sound. You know, it's
okay.
not cool. So yeah, go ahead, Jonathan.
The best way for you to reach us is just give me a call at our number is 516-369-1126.
369-1126. And the name is Jonathan?
Yes, I'm Jonathan.
Joe, what problem do you have that you'd be calling Jonathan about?
Well, let's see. I have a 1985 Jaguar XJ6. It has 20,000 miles on it.
Most of them do.
Wow.
Yeah. I take it to car shows. I belong to the Greater New York Regional Antique Automobile Club.
Oh, yeah, the ACA.
Take it to car shows, but it's completely all original, including the water hoses and all the rubber hoses. Mm-hmm. My mechanic tells me they're fine. Keep using it the way it is. And I'm just scared and nervous about it. If I wanted to take a little longer ride than I should, what do you guys think? Should I change the radiator hoses and the heater hoses and all the little hoses that are on there?
If you drive the car to shows and you go at distance to play it safe, I would. But if it's a car you want to keep original, it's a fine line. It really is. You got to really look at the condition of the hoses and how bad they are. At a car that age, you think you would want to replace them just because of the age of them.
Yeah, and with hoses, they usually go bad from the inside out. So
right.
You don't see it.
Mm-hmm.
Have you been servicing the cooling system? Have you changed the coolant?
I've changed the antifreeze every 2 or 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
I drain it, and I put a hose in, and I run it around a little bit and make it circulate while it's running, and then I drain it again, and I put the new antifreeze in.
So let me ask you this, Joe. When you have your car at the car show, are you being judged in a strict Jaguar class, or is it just a general type of car show that you go to?
Well, it's a general type of car show that I go to.
Change the hoses.
Exactly. Change the hoses.
Okay.
No, because like...
Words right out of my mouth.
Yeah, because some of the if you go into a Jaguar... Like, you know, you're in the AACA, you know.
Yeah.
If you're in a vehicle-specific club, they're going to look for date-coded hoses and the correct brand name on the hose and the right clamp and all of that. But if that's not the case, if it's just general, yeah, go on the side of safety and maintenance.
Do you think that the replacement hoses are available for that car?
Ooh. I would imagine they are. Yeah, go to Rock Auto or local. So your local store. I don't know who you use for parts.
I bet you even Moss Motors would have something along those lines as well.
Could
somebody
be. Yeah.
Somebody should make
one. Moss Motors.
Moss Motors. M O S S.
Moss Motors.
Yes.
Do they go up that late, Chris? Into
they
the
may.
80s?
They may. Okay. Yeah, well, I know they do with MGBs. So I'm thinking Jaguars would be right up there.
Yeah,
I actually have a very good connection with a Jaguar professional on the island who I'm good associates with.
Steve Pitbull?
No.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I know Steve Pitbull too, though.
There used to be a guy. He's a good guy. Lost contact with him. That's all he did is repair Jaguars. He was the best.
Do you happen to remember his name?
No.
Okay.
No.
Well.
No. He used to be in Frank. He was in Elmont for a while.
On Meacham Avenue?
Yes.
Yeah. There was a guy there with an Italian shop, too. Did nothing but Italian cars up there by... it was on Meacham, closer to the Turnpike.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, over by...
that's where he was.
Right.
But I lost contact. He's not there no more, and I lost contact with him.
I could tell you, Joe, Jonathan was a little tense when you mentioned Jaguar. I saw it in his face because he was waiting for, like, electrical problems adjusting the carburetor or something like that. I was ready to just, you know, pretty much say, hello, we're getting a bad connection. I was ready to do that. But when you mentioned coolant, I think he kind of settled down a little bit.
The 85 XJ6 has a lot of Delco parts.
Oh, yeah.
And the electrical system. So it went away from the English problem with the electrical system for a few years.
Oh, I didn't know they did that. What type of parts did they use that were Delco, Joe?
Well, the air conditioned compressor is Delco. The battery is Delco.
Okay.
Some of the other little components are marked Delco.
All right. Well, that's good.
That was, I think, 85, 86, just before they sold the Jaguar to Ford. And then I guess I don't know what happened to the GM stuff, but
then it went away. Those cars are very, you know. There's a fellow that he's a cleaner where I work, and he has an XJS. I don't know the year. I think it's a little newer than yours. Again, has no miles on it, and he loves the car. And his fuel pump went bad. The pump is in the tank.
Yes, the pump. Yeah.
He cannot get a fuel, and the line. He needs a fuel line for it. And I gave him all the contacts I had. Nothing. He's tried everybody up and down the chain, and they even sent him to Moreland Hose to have them make the hose, the line for him, and they couldn't replicate the fittings. So some of those things are really... You know, he's got this car sitting that he can't use, and he can't get it fixed, and that's the problem. It's a newer car. It is newer than yours, and the dealer doesn't support it.
Mine has the two gas tanks.
His does, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, there's companies. XRP will actually make fittings for you to convert your hose.
That's good
to
know.
New hose.
I figured Moreland would be able to do, you know, they pretty much do everything, but I didn't know about XRP. I have to tell them.
But Joe, the most important question, is the car garage? So
yes,
Jonathan,
it is.
Okay, good. So
yes, it is.
Jonathan's feeling a little bit better right now.
Yeah. Yes, it is, and I disconnect the battery every time I bring it back in, and it starts right up every time.
Call him when it gets a little colder out, once it starts to snow a little bit. He prefers that weather.
Yeah, it'll give me something to do.
At least a good 6 inches.
At least. You know, like a superstorm sort of weather, you know.
Today's anniversary of Sandy.
There you go.
Joe, thank you so much for the call. Give Jonathan a call.
Thank you, sir.
All right, thanks, Jonathan.
Have
bye-bye.
A good day.
You
bye.
Too. Bye-bye. 516-572-7440 is the phone number. What is your range of vehicles, Jonathan, that you work on? I mean, a Jaguar is something you don't see every day. What are your range? Like, what's something that you've worked on successfully that...
Oh, I've forgotten more cars than, you know, I can remember.
Good.
You know, I've worked on so many different cars. And before, when you saw my face cringe a little bit, it wasn't because it was a Jaguar.
Oh, okay.
I actually had a customer with a similar year, make, and model, and I was wondering if this was him calling in.
Oh.
So that's what it was by face for. I was like, uh-oh.
It was an interesting situation.
Yeah, to say the least.
A Jaguar, an interesting situation? What a surprise. Let's go to the phones. Back to the fun. Hi, you're on with Motormouths.
Hello? Is this Chris and Ray?
Yes.
Who's this?
You know who this is.
Rockwell Center.
Top.
Hey, how are you, my brother? Where you been?
Happy. I'm doing a little family stuff. You know the deal.
Yes, we do.
Happy Thursday, gentlemen.
Yes. Happy third anniversary of Sandy, unfortunately.
I recall that. They canceled Halloween that day for a lot of people.
Yes.
I was on my way out to get my Rob Leonard a Halloween outfit.
Right. But the first store was closed. So it ended up being a lot scarier for all the people that were just underwater.
I have access to a lot of neighbors' attics, so that'll work out.
Yeah. So what's up today, Bob?
Hey, great you have these guys on. These youngsters, if you will.
Yes.
I think it's fantastic. They bring their Mercedes-Benz truck to you guys, and they do the service in the driveway or a street side, right?
Now, Jonathan, what kind of truck do you use?
I actually did not go with the Mercedes. I went with the new Ford Transit. It is wider and longer and taller.
The American Pickers van.
Yes, exactly, their new one.
Yeah, that's a nice truck. I saw that at the auto show downstairs. It was a big, big, cavernous, long bed, and nice and high.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, well, that's great.
That. You guys do that yourself?
I'm sorry?
Do you guys outfit that yourself?
Yes, I'll be outfitting it with Jackson and I with everything we could possibly imagine. I plan on putting solar panels on it, roof rack. Right now it's got some unique things inside, but yeah, outfitting will be done by Legendary Motion.
Well, congratulations on your endeavors. I got two quick questions, gentlemen, and it's usually my standard questions. One goes out to Steve first, Monte Carlo Steve. If you give us a brief history on his Chevy performance, I would love to hear about that. And then, if I recall correctly, I saw that Saturn once on the road, and the reason why I saw the Saturn once on the road was there a two sides of roof vent on there that you used when you get to the... is that it?
Where did you see the Saturn?
Yes.
I didn't see it on the highway or the parkway.
He saw it on definitely did not see it on the highway.
He saw it on the flatbed.
I saw it, if I recall, look, it was a while ago, and I said to myself, that thing is set up beautifully.
Thank you. Thank you.
A real sleeper. And you know what? Who does that? Unless it's real. I mean, unless it's serious.
Yeah, no, the car is it's a very serious car. I'd like to
hear about both of those. And, hey, listen, I wish you guys all the best.
Thanks, Bob. Thank you so much for
thank
high
you very
praise.
Much.
I'll listen to Steve, and I'll listen to the Saturn setup on the radio.
All righty. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks,
you later.
Thanks, Ray.
Bye-bye. Go ahead, Steve. You're up. Your Monte Carlo performance at all? Can you exemplify it all?
He's stammering. I think Steve
hit. It has new struts in the front.
I was going to go with when the car was new. You had head gasket problems, and you had multiple trips back to the dealer under warranty.
Yes.
Then the car was out of warranty. And tell us how you finally solved the problem.
Ultimately, it came down to since I did the head gasket so many the coolant system and the head gasket went. The coolant crossovers went. I was having so many issues that I finally, you know, convinced the tech at the Chevy dealership to give me the parts so I could perform the head gasket job.
Nice.
So ended up, you know, I paid for the head gasket and some of the miscellaneous stuff. I did Felpro. Mm-hmm. So I ended up doing that whole job myself. Came out absolutely perfect. Head gasket hasn't leaked since. But you know, I have coolant crossover issues with that. Ever since, but normal for a Chevy.
Well, as I remember, you did that also in the wintertime.
Yes. It was probably in the teens when I did that.
Mm-hmm.
And I was probably outside the first time.
And I remember because you were bitching and complaining that you couldn't drive, you couldn't ride the ATV, the ethanol powered ATV, because you had to work on the Monte Carlo.
Yep. I'm sucking up all my time. that quad was fun. It putted along and smelled like pears and apples and whatnot. I wish Ray was there for it. It would putt along and be white, thick smoke coming out of it. It was good. It was a good deal.
Ray loves white, thick smoke. He feels it all. Smelling like pears is he likes all. oranges, and apples.
Yeah, right.
Oh, my God.
So, Jonathan, talk a little bit about the Saturn.
Well, like he was saying before, he said it looked set up well, like serious. When I built it, I said if I was going to do this, I'm going to do it the right way. Mm-hmm. And I made sure that everything that I did upgrade on it was the best that I could do. Mm-hmm. All the custom modifications, I went to the best fabricators I could possibly find on the island.
Mm-hmm.
I literally spared no expense. I stopped counting how much money I put into it probably 4 years ago when I got my job at SK Speed and got the discounts.
Now, I'm not going to ask you this question. I'm going to ask Jackson the question. Why did Jonathan pick a Saturn?
The reason he gave me is basically because he wants to annoy people.
Yeah, in so many ways. Yeah, yes.
It bothers people. I don't know why.
That's why Chris buys all the cars he buys. It just annoys everybody else around him.
Exactly why.
You picked the most difficult car.
Ray's not wrong. That's exactly why I do what I do. I drive an old cop car, and I have a Triumph TR6 in my garage. Two cars that people go like, eh.
Yeah, they go, why?
Yeah, what the hell? Yeah, so that's the truth. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back more. More of Jackson, Jonathan, and Steve from Legendary Motion. Ray Guarino. I'm Chris Switzer. Having way too many buttons to push right here. And, of course, the Motormouth Radio Line Group of the Hour. If you miss that ashtray, a place you can change. You want one? You need one? Well, you're going to have to go buy one of those sandbag ashtrays from J.C. Whitney or something like that.
They still sell those?
Yeah. Well, if you miss your ashtray, if you miss that good ashtray, you're part of the Motormouth Radio Line Group of the Hour. Keep it where you got it. Your calls, 516-572-7440. Coming up.
I have a question about your car or someone else's car, then give the Motormouths a call. 516-572-7440.
You got the touch!
Tune in every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. and hear a program unlike any other. Join me, host Justin Greenberg, as I play music that I promise you're not going to hear anywhere else, and some hits that you'll be singing along to with as well. It's Saturday Rock, Saturdays at 9 a.m. on 90.3 FM, WHPC, the radio voice of Nassau Community College in Garden City, New York.
Ooh, yeah!
Have a question about your car or someone else's car? Then give the Motormouths a call, 516-572-7440.
All righty, we're going to go right to the phones right here at Motormouth Radio. Got a full studio chock full of automotive information just for you. And here we go, back to the phones, back to the fun. How are you on with the Motormouths?
What's all this ruckus going on over here?
There he is! What's up, brother love? How are you?
Good, man. What's up?
How you doing? It's Christian Online. You have a question for the group of Legendary Motion?
No. Just tell them to keep all these dusty stuff away from me. That's all.
Keep the what?
Not Christian.
What are you doing? Talking underwater there? What kind of phone you got? Did you talk through the other end of the phone?
I'm putting a master link on an old FLH. I'm under the saddlebag.
There you go.
Thank you.
A shovelhead FLH, I hope.
Yeah. Oh, good. This thing is cherry.
Oh, nice.
This is a... an original 1980 from Suffolk Harley.
Sweet.
It's only got 8,000 miles on it. I mean, I had to do a whole bunch of stuff. I had to pull the starter out. I didn't want to cut the zip tie that was on the starter because it was 33 years old.
Yeah.
You know how that is?
Yeah, definitely.
It didn't just fall off on its own when you gave it a...
No, Harley, I'll tell you something. Christian will back me up on this. Harley used very, very good components, even on this, even the ancillary stuff like ties and small hardware.
In 1980?
Even prior to that, they
even
did.
Even prior to that, yeah.
That's an AMF Harley, isn't it?
No.
It's not.
No.
Okay.
But the AMF that I had even had good... and the best welds I've ever seen in my life. Best penetration I've ever seen, bar none.
Yeah, but what about the welds?
Hey, I don't know about that penetration thing. Steve, what are you guys doing over there?
It's a technical term. It's a technical term.
Steve's not going to say anything.
Steve knows what it means.
Don't worry. Nobody's listening.
That's right.
Anyway.
So what's new with Mach Modified?
Nothing. I don't work on jet ski stuff anymore. I kicked Steve out.
Yeah. Well, that's probably a good idea.
That's probably why I'm here.
No, I felt bad because he was always bringing these head cylinder heads over. He wanted to talk about head gaskets and all his issues. And I'm like, good luck, man. It's a whole other world, you know. And we were having a big discussion the other day about it.
Yeah, and I beat Ray up about it too with that cracked cylinder head we were talking about a while ago. We're throwing stuff back and forth all over the place.
Well, you know,
I give you a lot of credit for messing with that stuff. It's
Christian,
not easy to work on.
Just like
it's fun.
Just like with Jonathan, I sent Steve to you because there's few guys who can do the real intricate stuff, or that even care to do the intricate stuff. And I know that, you know, when you get your teeth into something, you'll really pit bull it and doggedly pursue it. So I knew at least he'd be on the right path, if not the final path, with C and
U. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, he's got it figured out. He's getting there.
Yeah, definitely getting there. I got a nice shop really coming up and about now.
He's making his own parts too.
I make a lot more than I showed you last time. I'm making a lot of stuff. Yeah. Cowie stuff's very expensive, so I'm just making higher quality, you know, parts that are, you know, cheaper.
What type of stuff, Steve?
I make steering linkage tools. I make high performance pulleys, aluminum boost pulleys.
Christian, you need shop help?
No, he comes by. Yeah, no, he comes here.
I suck up his time.
Yeah. I mean, someone that when he's standing around isn't actually just bothering you. He'll actually do work.
I can organize. I'm good at that.
No, I'm not worried about
just
that.
Just not bookkeeping.
Yes, don't let me write anything down.
You can't write checks out that say head job anymore, though.
Yeah.
I got laughed at the bank.
Nice.
I got like, that one a couple times.
I'm trying to tell the teller it was a valve job, okay?
It wasn't a head job.
That is funny.
But no, he's enduring through this jet ski stuff. And like I did the jet skis in the mid-90s working at Orient's showroom when they were selling the Sea-Doos, and I was telling him all the horror stories with all the two-stroke stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And because I'm in the four-stroke world of the motorcycles, you know, Kawasaki started putting the motorcycle engines into the jet skis, but they, on top of that, supercharge them.
Wow.
So
these skis are pushing a lot of horsepower.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I was riding jet skis that were 110 horse, I think, two-strokers, you know, back in the day. And now, you know, they're making more than that. And kind of, you know,
300 horsepower is candy for these things these days.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, don't understand how you get it to go through a jet pump like that without cavitating and all that stuff. So, but, you know, Kawasaki's got a lot of technology into their pumps, and, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on there.
I think it's happening so fast, cavitation isn't an option. It doesn't have a chance.
Pretty much.
No.
It just shoots everything out.
No. Oh, yeah. But that's why they got guys riding those fly boards now. They got the, I'm sure he knows about that,
right? Jetpacks. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Those are cool.
Yeah, when you hold them underwater and you levitate yourself out of the water.
Yep.
Yeah.
Really cool.
I wouldn't do that on a Cowie, though. You need a real long cord.
me being a mechanic going up, I was up at Alexandria Bay up there by the Thousand Islands, and I was walking past the dock, and I saw a jet ski with a fire hose bolted to the pump, and I couldn't figure out why.
Whoa.
I really couldn't. Then I saw the boots connected to this thing, and I go, no way.
That's sweet.
There's no way. And it was a Cowie, and the guy went out there, and they propelled him like 30 feet up in the air out in the middle of the river there. It was unbelievable. It was pretty cool.
Wow. That's cool. They have them on the hands now, too. They have like individual feet and hands now, so you can do like an Iron Man kind of deal in the air. It's pretty sweet.
Yeah, but you, Steve, he's such a small little guy. He could get in there and crawl into these jet skis, but you ride one of those things, you get blown up to the moon, man.
Yeah, that would be a good thing.
You know, he's perfect for jet skis, sitting down inside there and stuff.
Yeah.
I need to work on that stuff.
I don't know.
Well, Christian, anyway, thank you so much for the call, my brother. We always appreciate it.
Yeah, I figured I'd harass you guys instead of the Bronx, so.
Thank you.
I need those part numbers for the shims.
Oh, all right, I'll work on that.
We'll talk to you soon, my brother. Be safe.
Okay, watch out for the head jobs.
Thanks, Christian. Take care. Bye-bye. 516-572-7440. Jonathan, how can anybody get in touch with you if they want your services or pricing or all kinds of good stuff?
There's multiple ways. You could visit our website, give us an email, mm-hmm. legendarymotionny.com. Or it's actually info@legendarymotionny.com. You can give me a call, 516-369-1126. Mm-hmm. You can message us on Facebook, Legendary Motion, or even on Instagram, Legendary Motion.
Very cool. Want to go back to the phones?
Go.
Let's do it. Back to the phones. Back to the fun. Hi, you're on with the Motormouths.
Hi, this is Paul in Levittown.
Hey, Paul. What's up, bro?
I'm curious. Are they able to do New York State inspections from a mobile van?
Ooh. I'm actually working on that as we speak. I'm working with New York State on getting an R number, and along with an R number, I can get an inspection station.
Cool.
Very good. So it's not in place now, but it will be in the near future.
Yes.
And another question. How do you deal with when you bring a water pump and it's not the right one?
I don't make those mistakes.
Good answer.
We try not to.
That is a really good answer.
In fact, they happen all the time in the auto repair business.
Well, yeah. Jonathan, I think where Paul's going is like, do you go to a job, spec it out, and then go get the parts and come back to the job, or do you, you know, how do you work that out?
I kind of do what you just said. Most of the time, I go to the job, look at the car, and do my best I can possibly do with diagnosing what's possibly wrong with the car, write everything down, get the parts, get the pricing, give the customer a rough estimate of what it's going to cost, and then they say, go with it, we do it. And if something is wrong, I have accounts with every parts supplier on the island, right. So somebody has got to have it. And then if they don't, then it would just have to be something we'd have to order and wait for it to come in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well,
there you go, Paul. Thank you so much.
All right, take care.
You too. Thanks, bye-bye. Paul.
That
516-572-7440. There's still time. Yes,
that's what Jonathan has it over the thing. Well, Mike was doing, because he was doing Harley Davidson service, and there's only a certain amount of dealerships, so he could be on the North Shore in Suffolk and have to go down to Oakdale to get a part. And that, you know, now there's like 2 hours of travel time sometimes, you know, depending on time of day. So yeah, that's good. There are a lot of parts supplies around.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Quickly, if we have time, I think it was very interesting how Jonathan came up with the name Legendary Motion.
Oh. Oh. All right.
Well, it comes from my car. Like you said, the gentleman seen the Saturn on the road.
Right.
And everybody I go to, all the car meets and everything's like, oh, where's the Saturn? Where's the Saturn? Everywhere I go, somebody seen my car, they ask me about it. So mm-hmm. it's kind of gotten like its own little legendary thing behind it.
Wasn't there a guy on Sunrise that was a legendary rapper Speed World that you said was
yeah,
there?
It's commonly confused. Everybody thinks, that's the old Motion building. Motion,
that's right, yeah.
Yeah, the
right.
Old Motion
remember
building.
Remember you telling me you kind of got the name from, you know, Motion. You wanted
well,
to bring back something that was, you know, originally here and...
Yeah, kind of what I wanted to do and everything. I was supposed to be, there was a deal happening there, but it fell through.
Jonathan, let me squeeze in a last question. Our good friend Obi-Don Cannoli, Joe D. from Standard Motors, who is a mobile tech in his own right, mm-hmm. has just asked, at what point, when do you say, no, you know, when you're specking out a job? Like, when isn't, what's too much or what's over your head and when do you tap out?
It depends on the customer. Wow. I feel the customer out. Because I have a retail background as well, mm-hmm. I can feel out on whether or not I want to be doing business with this guy. If this guy's going to give me a very hard time and not understand that, you know, when something goes wrong, I can't help it.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So I tap out a lot, not because of the car and the job, but because of the customer.
Okay.
And
well, what if it's something where, you know, you're going to do there's a top-end issue, and now it reveals itself, well, you know, I got to take the head off, or the heads have to come off, and maybe then there's machine work that has to be done. Of course, you know, if it's a head issue, let's just say we'll pick that. And now, you know, the head, in good faith, needs to be disassembled, magnafluxed, maybe milled, and put back on a car with a head gasket. You know, that's not even a stumbling block, I guess.
No, it's not, because there's I know a lot of the machinists on the island. Mm-hmm. You know, Calvin's does some machine work if need be. SK Speed does machine work if need be. Ace Crankshaft out on the island does machine work.
So it's all up to the customer at that point. If they say, well, it's kind of stupid. If they say they can't wait, where are they going to go? You know, you still have a car that doesn't run.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, there's a lot of times you don't have a choice but to wait for parts to come.
What about computer diagnostics? Now you're in Joe's world where we're talking about computer data and, you know, body control modules, things of that nature of, you know.
The good thing is that we live in a society now where technology is advanced so well that if I can't diagnose, there's a tool for it.
Right.
Snap-on makes an incredible machine.
Yes, you do know how to use the tool, though. As Joe has taught us, there's a lot of interface that's needed between the user and how to interpolate the data. You know,
I just dive right in.
Okay.
You know, and the diagnostic tools, electrical stuff is very difficult to diagnose.
It is.
I don't want to say it's my weak point, but it's one of my points that I'm working on. And
guys make their living doing just that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Very true. One more time before we go, where can people get a hold of you?
You can get a hold of us on Facebook, Instagram. My phone number is 516-369-1126. You could also email us over at info@legendarymotion.com.
InnerMotion, NY.
NY.com.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jackson.
No problem. Can't mess up our email.
From the corner.
No. Right. Just like Scotty can mess up his blog, we can't mess up Legendary Motion's email, that's for sure.
Or your last name, Jackson.
That's right. That's my job.
Just keep it at Jackson.
It's simpler.
Jackson, Jonathan, Monte Carlo, Steve, Legendary Motion. Wish you guys a lot of success.
Thank you.
It's a great opportunity, a wonderful business that you guys have that you're doing and that you continue to do. And I hope you stay young enough to continue on, because after a while you get old and you go, what do I have to do? Get under the car? It's wet out.
Or maybe after the show, give us blood transfusions. And Bill just texted me. He's thanking us for the interaction, and he wants that book signed.
You go. Okay, Bill. For Ray Guarino, I'm Chris Switzer. This is Motor Mouth Radio. Always remember, the best advice we can give, don't follow us home. See ya.
Bye.